This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that as the country is becoming digitally connected on a large scale, the threat of cybercrime is also continuously increasing. During an interaction with the young innovators at the grand finale of the Smart India Hackathon 2024 via video conferencing, the Prime Minister said, India is one of the leading digital economies in the world. Lauding the young innovators, the Prime Minister said that all of them have a different vision for 21st century India. He added that their solutions are crucial for India's future and can transform the lives of millions. Mr. Modi also reiterated that today's India can move ahead at a faster pace only with the collective efforts of all. He mentioned that he always learns and understands a lot of new things whenever he has the opportunity to engage with the young innovators. Mr. Modi also highlighted that when the country faces new challenges, young innovators come up with extraordinary solutions. The Prime Minister said that the solutions presented by past teams of the Smart India Hackathon are now being utilized by various ministries, making a significant impact across the country. The two-day event is being held at 51 centers across the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, young participants from several states are attending the Smart India Hackathon at National Institute of Technology, Srinagar. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred National Panchayat Awards 2024, organized by Ministry of Panchayati Raj at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. A total of 45 awardees were conferred this year under various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. Odisha and Tripura received maximum 7 awards each. On the occasion, President Murmu congratulated and appreciated the efforts of all awardees, saying that these awards are the symbol of dedication and efforts of the Panchayat, which will always motivate for best work in the future also. This year, nearly 1.94 lakh Gram Panchayats participated in the competition. 42% of the awardee Panchayats are led by women. Both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed heated exchange of words between the Treasury and opposition bench MPs on various issues. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day, while the Lok Sabha witnessed multiple adjournments. When the Upper House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda demanded a discussion in the House over the issue of alleged links of Congress leaders with US-based George Soros Foundation. When the Lok Sabha assembled in the morning, the question hour was taken up by the House without any disruptions. After completing the business, the House took up 0 hour, in which Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi raised the law and order situation in Manipur. Responding to it, Union Minister Piyush Goyal accused the Congress of being responsible for the internal disturbances in the country. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra today emphasized the importance of maintaining stability in a dynamic global environment marked by geopolitical tensions, climate change impacts, and political uncertainties. Addressing the media in Mumbai after taking charge as the governor of the RBI, he said that RBI will continue to prioritize stability in policy matters, adding that the central bank will remain alert in response to the current global economic and political landscape. The governor mentioned that the RBI will continue to collaborate with various stakeholders, including financial regulators and central and state governments, to ensure that the benefits of formal financial inclusion reach everyone. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the family of legendary filmmaker Raj Kapoor to commemorate his life and legacy ahead of his birth centenary on 14 December in Delhi. The Kapoor family invited the Prime Minister to the Raj Kapoor Film Festival, which will be held on 13th to 15th of this month in 40 cities. Prime Minister hailed the filmmaker's contribution to the nation, saying that he established India's soft power in the world. India registered victories in their respective pre-quarter-final ties in the men's and women's events at the World Squash Team Championships 2024 in Hong Kong today. The Indian women's squash team delivered a stunning performance, defeating 9-time champions Australia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.